Yeah, no, I mean, I think I was the first one to bring up efficiency in our conversation. Just because that's, I mean, what I want to do. I mean, as high as he wants to set the bar for me, I want to set it even higher. For me, I'm excited about this team, this group. And so for me, I just, the leadership part is just taking it one day at a time. Obviously, we have a lot of new pieces and new guys on our team that can bring a different type of experience to our team. And so for me, being the leader that I need to be, as far as we're still a young team. I think we're one of the top three youngest teams, top five youngest teams, and still. So we still got a long ways to go as far as making sure we're together on the same page and all that stuff. And so that's a day-by-day step. And so that's one of the leadership things that he talked to me about, not looking too far ahead, making sure that I'm present with our team and making sure that we're focused each day to take care of the business for the next one.
Trey, obviously last season ended in disappointment, but when you look at the conference finals in the East, it was the Knicks and the Pacers, teams that you had wins against last season. You know, how far do you think you are, you know, or do you look at that as a motivation and inspiration to be like, we're not that far away from being where we want to get to, we've just got to take care of business a lot better during the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it's last year, first off, yeah, like when we were healthy, if you think about it, when we were healthy, we could compete with anybody, especially in the East. So I look at when we were healthy, what we were like, rather than when we weren't. And a lot of teams can say that every year, every team. There's a lot of teams that can say that every year. And unfortunately, my first 7 years, I could probably say that a lot. So hopefully we have that luck factor on our side this year. And if we do, I'm very confident in our team.
Hey, Trey.
How do you feel the addition of KP of the Kills and their public perspective? KP has championship experience. Kills also make the playoff runs. How do you think that helps you kind of be a leader for the young guys who are trying to help you guys get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, it helps. I mean, obviously, when you're a young team, it's easy to get caught up in yourself and focus on yourself and focus on the next chapter for yourself. There's a lot of young teams that's why they're in rebuilding mode and they stay that way. So for me, adding those guys that have been a part of winning teams and Nikhil being probably one of the best role players in the league, like those type of role players aren't on every team. And that's why those teams go as far as they do. You know what I'm saying? And so bringing in those two guys specifically, and then Luke obviously being an underrated player in my opinion as far as what he can do for us. Like, it just brings another element of guys in the locker room that know how to play a role and play at a high level. And not just playing a role and just to be out there. Like, we're trying to win. So for me, it's exciting having those guys have more voices that know what it takes to win at a high level, but also just playing a role at a high level, because that's all we're all, even me included. I mean, I got to play my role in helping our team win. If I don't do my job and my role the right way, then we're probably going to be successful. So that goes along with 1 through 15, the coaching staff included. So we all got to play a role in this. And so bringing guys that have won at a high level and playing our role is very important for us.
Trey, similarly, with how versatile this roster is, what are you looking forward to about being able to exploit some of the skills that Don has and KP has and Luke?
Yeah, I mean, every one of them brings different tools to our team. I think a lot of people understand what Luke brings, and they see that he can shoot the ball really well. I can see him being an underrated passer, a highly IQ guy. I think IQ is an underrated skill that a lot of players in this league don't have, and Luke brings that. And Nikhil being, I mean, the type of role player that he's been so far in his career, I think he can make another step in being even more, I mean, offensively can bring a lot to the table for us. And then we already know he does it defensively. And then obviously KP, his space and the floor ability, his defensive presence at the basket. When you go to the rim, you see a 7'2" guy there just standing there. You're going to have to shoot different types of shots. And offensively, you got to guard him on the three. So that allows me to get by my defender. And if it draws other defenders in, I have shooters around me that can make shots. And so it's going to be fun. It's all, it's not, we don't know what it's going to look like right now, but in my mind, it was pretty good.
Trey, you're entering year 8. Every single season we've seen your assists per game go up. Last year you had 11.6. With all these new additions, can we see 12 this year?
What you think?
Absolutely.
Maybe, we'll see. We'll see. I got some weapons that can make it happen, and you don't get assists by doing it yourself. So I've had some pretty good teammates that have made me look good when I pass it to them. So I got some guys now too that you know can score too. So we'll see.
Trey, you just had your From the Point weekend in Norman, Oklahoma, where you had a youth camp. And I saw in one of those videos a kid say you were his hero. And I wanted to ask you, who's your hero?
My hero. My hero is my grandpa, who passed away when I was 10. So anytime you see me about to walk on, right before tip-off, praying, that's what I'm praying. So I'm praying to God and my grandpa. So they've been watching over me since I was 10 years old, guided me through everything, my decision to go to OU, my decision to leave and not come back and chase a championship. It landed me here, and I know I got a championship in the future too, so I'm gonna continue to give it to the man above, my grandpa. Those are my motivations.
Trey in the back. When we talked to Coach Snyder, he had kind of emphasized both having patience with his team because they're young and also urgency at the same time. What do you think are fair expectations of this team going into a year where you have so many additions but also being kind of a young team?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think as a competitor, as a high-level competitor, like you want expectations. You want people to think you're going to do great, to think you're going to accomplish the most. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, as a player, as a competitor, I embrace it. Like, I embrace all the expectations, whatever expectations y'all have of us. Great. I mean, that's cool. But I promise you, we have expectations for ourselves, and I mean, we're going to continue to talk about that internally. That's a day by day process, and I'm sure y'all heard that once or twice today. And that's for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And there's we're all on the same page and what we want to do. And training camp hadn't even started yet, so that's a scary sight. And so for us, we just got to continue to take it day by day, let the expectations be what they be. And we take care of business, those expectations will rise within itself. So I don't want to get into that.
Hey, Trey, a lot of talk, of course, about the split in the types of players on the teams, the younger guys, the older guys.
Yeah.
Last year, you had the biggest influence on your teammates' shot quality in the entire NBA. And I think that speaks to how valuable your orchestration is. But now you're introducing a different element with KP, with not Nikhil, Luke. These more realized guys who are going to create for themselves. So how do you visualize sort of figuring out that split where you're creating for others who really need to rely on that versus, you know, potentially deferring or even accentuating the way that KP posts up and comes off the screen?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll be able to see another element of my game that you haven't been able to see. And a lot of people, they like to say, Trey can't play with this person, because he loves the ball in his hand. He can't get the ball. Like, come on, man. Like, you'll be able to see, especially in moments like, I have a guy that in KP who draws double teams, you know what I'm saying? And Jalen, if he's healthy, you've been able to see what we've done together, you know what I'm saying? And so he's back now. And so it's elements of my game that you probably haven't seen yet. And adding guys that we've added this summer will allow me to play a little bit even more off the ball. And so I'm excited about it, and I'm more ready to get it going than anything.
Hey, Trey, back here. So how does it feel to have the kind of just the city and the team, the Hawks and even the Falcons behind you, considering the interaction that you and Pat Bev have had this offseason?
Me and who?
Pat Bev.
Oh, Patty. I got you. I to be honest with you, man, I'm about to get ready for a season. I said it in my video. He's a part of y'all, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of respect to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all media members, I ain't got nothing bad to do. I'm not about to go back and forth with you guys like that.
Trey, of course, another year, another season with you with Jordan Brand. Do you ever have any moments to pick Mike's brain and talk to Michael Jordan about your game, some things that he may feel like you can improve on, work on? And do you have anything special lined up as far as apparel with Jordan Brand?
Yeah, I knew you always be asking them type of questions. Trying to get the leak, man. I got some stuff, obviously, with Jordan Brand. It's a great brand. Mike's obviously, he's a Eric is he's untouchable. So you get to have conversations with him every now and then, but he's a busy guy. This summer I didn't go to Greece to hang out with him. I went to Vegas to hang out with some of my teammates and be around those guys, so to get ready for the season. So I didn't get to talk to him as much this summer as I would have, but this stuff always lined up in the future.
Trey, there's obviously a lot of things to be excited about this offseason. Was there any disappointment, though, that you weren't able to get an extension done with the team?
Disappointment? I don't know the word disappointment. I mean, maybe, for sure. I mean, for me, like, I'm so focused. I'm more happy about the team that we got going into the season. For me, I'm blessed, bro. Like, I wasn't stressing about anything. If something happened, it happened. If it didn't, I mean, I still got, you know, time, and obviously everybody knows what my situation is going into the future. So for me, I'm focused on this team. I'm focused on right now. I'm blessed. I got a great team going into the season, one that, I mean, you can't really say I've had, you know what I'm saying? So I'm even more excited about that. And so who knows what the future is for me, but right now I'm here and I'm present, like me and Coach have been talking about. So I'm excited about it and I'm ready to go. Gotcha.